You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
With World Indigenous Peoples Day coming up this Saturday, we had an opportunity to talk to Professor Mehana Duri, who is the co-chair of this year's World Indigenous Peoples Conference on Education this November. WIPSE is one of the world's most significant gatherings for Indigenous educators and thought leaders, returning to Aotearoa for the first time in 20 years. It will bring together over 2,000 Indigenous experts and creatives from 20-plus countries, all focused on education, language, climate, arts, and decolonization. Professor Duri is a leading voice in Māori education and kaupapa Māori health. I want to understand how this conference fits into the broader global Indigenous rights movement. So I started by asking Professor Duri about this conference's kaupapa. Could you just walk me through a little bit about what the conference is and what it's hoping to accomplish?
Morena tātou. Look, WIPSE is one of the biggest gatherings in the world, actually, of Indigenous peoples, but particularly Indigenous leaders, educators and scholars. The whole idea of WIPSE really is around bringing together a collective and critical mass of Indigenous thinkers and scholars to be able to really determine future outcomes for Indigenous peoples collectively across the world. So it's big. I would say that we're probably expecting in the vicinity of something upwards of 3,000 to 4,000 participants who will come to Tāmaki Makaurau and will be a part of this kaupapa.
What does Indigenous education actually look like for Indigenous communities in Aotearoa, but internationally as well?
Well, that's a very good question. I think we should start with Aotearoa first, because we have done a few things over the past 4 to 5 decades. I would say that probably the most significant advancements in Indigenous education here in Aotearoa have been the emergence of the Kohangareo movement, started, of course, by the late Dame Iritana Tawhiwhirangi, followed by, I would say, Kura Kaupapa Māori, and subsequent to Kura Kaupapa Māori, I would say, at the same time, the reaffirmation of the Whare Wānanga movement. We have three Whare Wānanga in Aotearoa. And probably more recently, let's look at things such as the Kura Āiwi movement and other more recent initiatives in Māori education, which, if I could just sort of step back a bit, are all about Māori sovereignty, all about Māori self-determination, all about tino rangatiratanga, mana motu hake. And I would say that across other Indigenous nations at this point in time, similar endeavours, approaches to ensure that the Indigenous resistance movement is also about the creation and affirmation of Indigenous ways of thinking and educating.
There's an increasingly volatile and hostile environment to Indigenous rights at home and globally as well. How does this conference sort of fit into that picture?
Well, I think it would be remiss of us not to address the current geopolitical climate, because if we look not only within Aotearoa but to other nations around the world, what we're finding, of course, is that there has been a significant shift in the level of risk that we as Indigenous peoples now face across the globe. To give you one example, there is a complete lack of recognition of Indigenous ways of thinking, doing, being, and existing in certain parts of the world that has now become more pronounced with what I would probably describe as the emergence of very much a commercialised authoritarianism approach to politics. Now, the whole risk there, of course, is that the status and the official status of indigeneity across the world becomes reduced and if not entirely ignored. So we have to grapple with that. We have to navigate carefully and strategically how we ensure that the status and the positionality of Indigenous peoples around the world is not further reduced and ignored, because it's a risk not only for us as Indigenous peoples, it's a risk for the entire world and for humanity more broadly.
How does Indigenous education play a role in that? What's the sort of promise for the Indigenous rights movement more globally?
Look, it's another very good question, because what it really leads me to is the fact that one characteristic of how we define being Indigenous is the fact that we as Indigenous peoples have at some point in our history been colonised. That's been our experience as Māori and Aotearoa, of course, that we were heavily colonised in the 1800s, and that we've had to really grapple with the intergenerational burdens of colonisation subsequent to that initiating point. So education is absolutely critical. The thing that I want to really emphasise to our audience today, Senator, is that Indigenous education is about the revelation of Indigenous potential. It's about the curriculum being determined by us, for us, in alignment with our cultural values, but also acknowledging the centrality of Indigenous language and culture. So if I just take Aotearoa as an example, Te Reo Māori, Tikanga Māori, Kaupapa Māori are absolutely to the forefront of our educational movements, and they are also at the forefront of other Indigenous education initiatives around the world.
What is the blue sky vision for you when it comes to Indigenous education in Aotearoa?
I would actually really like to posit what I would call the emerging notion of trans-Indigeneity. Now, trans-Indigeneity really is something we're probably already doing right now. Trans-Indigeneity really is sort of something which sits at the heart of our WIPSI conference, but it's actually about us working collectively as Indigenous nations across the world to build our own systems. So, for example, our own economy, our own education systems, our own health systems that speak to each other, so that we are not so reliant on what I would call sort of mainstream westernised geopolitical systems. We have to sort of lessen our dependency upon those systems. If our experience as Māori, as Tangata Whenua and Aotearoa has taught us anything in the last few years, most recently, it's that we as Indigenous peoples need to be able to have our own systems. So I think that's going to be a critical theme for this conference. I think we are all, as Indigenous peoples, experiencing some similar types of challenges, but we also know that as Indigenous peoples, we have significant innovation and powers of creativity which have enabled us to endure, to flourish, and to thrive.
That was Professor Mehana Duri on the World Indigenous Peoples Conference on Education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.